Hey, it's Jeremy Warren, co-CEO and God King of the Daily Wire. All right. The Biden administration announced today that it's suspending the implementation and enforcement of its unconstitutional vaccine mandate for private sector employers, pending the outcome of litigation by the Daily Wire and others. This is huge news for the 80-plus million American workers currently being asked to choose between their livelihoods and their bodily autonomy. It's huge news, too, here at the Daily Wire. We were the first in the nation to file suit against the administration for this tyrannical overreach. And just this week, all of the cases filed around the country were consolidated into our court, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. That puts the Daily Wire at the forefront of the fight against Joe Biden's assault on our businesses, our bodies, and our private health decisions. But here's the thing. This victory won't mean anything to American workers unless businesses nationwide also stop enforcing and implementing the mandate. If you run a business and you've spent the last few weeks preparing to go along with the Biden plan, I get it. The government has brought enormous pressure to bear, and the fines that they're threatening for noncompliance are staggering. They could break any company. But here's the thing. Unless you're a government contractor or subject to the healthcare worker vax requirement or some other local or state policy, none of that is actually in play at the moment. Until the Sixth Circuit or the Supreme Court rules otherwise, the OSHA mandate is now off. No vaccine requirement, no testing requirement, no masks, no fines, nothing. You don't have to do anything. So don't. Don't do the dirty work for the government. Make them have to defend this unconstitutional bullshit in court before you give in. If you believe in bodily autonomy, if you believe in the basic freedoms of your employees, just don't do anything. Now, I get that not every company is in a position to fight this the way that the Daily Wire is fighting it. That's fine. You don't have to. Just don't surrender while the fight is still on. Respect the private health decisions of your employees. Leave the whole fight the government bit to us and to the other litigants. And if you work for a company that's forcing this nonsense on you in the name of complying with the OSHA mandate, well, that's no longer true. The mandate is no longer being actively implemented by the government. So if you're being discriminated against on the basis of your vaccination status, that's your boss, not Uncle Sam. Don't let them hide behind the vaccine mandate. Unless we lose in court, none of us has to comply. And we're not going to lose. We're going to kick the government's ass. Because the Constitution doesn't give the government the power to force private companies to declare that American workers are themselves a threat to workplace safety. And even if it did, Congress certainly didn't delegate that power to the unelected bureaucrats over at OSHA. And even if they did, OSHA bypassed the legally required administrative procedures necessary to implement such a policy in the name of the COVID emergency. And there is no COVID emergency. We have a vaccine now, which is effective at mitigating the threat of hospitalization and death for the vaccinated. And virtually every American who wants that vaccine already has it. And with new therapeutics that are coming online, even the unvaccinated are at a lower and lower risk from COVID. So the government has absolutely no legal or constitutional right to attack our freedoms in this way. Joe Biden doesn't care about any of that, of course. He's told us his reason for trying to force us all to comply with this tyrannical edict. He's losing patience with us not doing what he wants. Well, that might pass for an argument in some communist dictatorship hellhole, but we still have the rule of law in this country. And today, Biden and OSHA have had to admit just that. Like I said, huge news, but the fight is just getting started. We still have to actually win the court case. Some 600,000 people have already added their voices to our fight by signing our petition at dailywire.com/do not comply. They're helping us tell the Biden administration we oppose these mandates. And again, if you're a business owner that believes in freedom, the absolute best thing you can do to help is just stop. Stop implementing OSHA's illegal mandate, because as of today, you don't have to. Don't make it easy for them by making your employees choose between their jobs and their freedom.